Les Brown Enterprises proudly presents this CD series designed to accelerate your personal and professional development.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about choosing your future and what will allow us to do that. And I tell you, I'm excited about sharing this with you because of some things that have happened for me and to me. I want to ask you, how many of you have some great things you want to happen to you and this year and years to come? Raise your hands, please. Very good. You know, I said to Mike the other day, I came in office. I said, you know, Mike, this is going to be a great year for us. He said, no less. I said, no, I mean a great decade. He says, no less. It's going to be a great life. He says, it's going to be a great life. Let's say that. See, isn't that the way we want to look at it? We don't just want one good year, one good decade. We want a great life. That's what we want. Now, what prevents us? How do we block ourselves from having that? There are several things that happen, ladies and gentlemen. Once you think about whatever it is that you have desired, whatever that you think that will give your life a sense of meaning and purpose and direction, whatever you think will give you a sense of fulfillment, I just want you to think about this. I want you to think about this year coming up, this year that we're now in. I want you to look at the future, and I want you to think about what is it that will enable us to do that. And why is it that most people don't? I've had some tremendous breakthroughs. Many of you were here when I first came over 5 years ago pursuing a dream, working on creating and building and choosing a different kind of future. And it's always intrigued me what prevent most people from doing that. And when I first became intrigued at it and with it, it was at a point in my time when I was not where I wanted to be. I just felt at where I was at that point in time, it had to be more. I was working at a job, wasn't going anywhere, I wasn't happy, and I wasn't making any money. Around payday, I would get angry. Now, you seem like you would get happy when it's time for you to get paid. But when I said, thank God it's Friday, it wasn't because I felt good about getting paid. Because I knew before I even got that check, that money was already gone. It was already allocated. So I felt like I wasn't working for anything. And I said, there had to be more to life than this. Just working every day and scuffling and getting up in the morning and going through the same changes every day and robbing Peter to pay Paul. Had to be more than that. Life was boring. And it seemed for a period of my life I was in a rut. And the harder I scuffled, the bigger the hole I dug. Just kept on just getting deeper. The harder I worked at trying to get out. I said, it had to be more. And then I would see people on television doing things. And I said, well, I sure like to do that. And saw people enjoying themselves and enjoying a great life. I said, I sure like to do that. But something happened to me, ladies and gentlemen, that I think happened to a lot of people. I've had a major breakthrough. Over the next 6 weeks, I'm going to share with you some things that have worked for me. I'm not even asking you to believe me. I'm not asking you to agree with me. All I'm suggesting is that as you look at your life, that as we begin to work and start building a strong launching path, and this trail that I've been on, I said, if I can prove this with my life, I'm going to get a goal. I'm going to get a dream. I'm going to have a vision of myself that will take me out of my comfort zone. Something that, as you look at it, somebody might say, that's impossible. You can't do that. But something that I like. I'm going to find me something that turns me on. See, at that point in time, I had not found my reason for being. I had not found the purpose of my life. And I had a very insecure feeling about myself. I didn't feel good about me. I didn't have the confidence that I wanted. And here's what I discovered, that when you don't have a grip on your purpose in life, when life doesn't have that special meaning and power for you, there is insecurity. But once you find your purpose, once you know why you showed up, and I believe all of us showed up to do something, everybody here, you showed up to do something. There's something that's going to be done by you and nobody else. That's what you showed up to do. And if you don't do it, we all will be deprived. Now, some of us know what our purpose is, and most of us don't consciously, but subconsciously you know what it is. It's in you. You showed up with that in you. How do birds know how to fly from